Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technik exercise number 33. Today I want to look at fear and what we do with it. What happens to us when we feel fear? Fear is an important emotion. It can tell us to keep our wits about us, that maybe we are in danger. It can alert us. It can make us more cautious. So that's good. But sometimes it feels like it is getting hold of us, so much so that we're paralyzed. It's stopping us from being able to function properly. And that is not the purpose of fear. That is just the opposite of what fear was meant to achieve. We want to be alert, clear, awake, not paralyzed. But how can fear stop us? How can fear take hold of us? Well, it is not the fear itself, but our reaction to it. We stop breathing. We pull up our shoulders, we pull the head down and back between the shoulders. We get tense everywhere. Our feet are no longer properly on the ground. And all of this increases our feeling of fear. So we are caught in this vicious cycle. We feel fear, we react to it with excessive tension, with our breathing stopping, with pulling our shoulders up around our ears and pulling our head back and shortening our spine, and then we feel even more fear. So what we need to be able to do is to break out of this vicious circle. But how? There is something you fear. Say next week or in 2 weeks' time you're going to have to go into the hospital for an operation, or you might have a very important meeting and you have to speak in public. And you're frightened. Of course you are. Because they are important events, important things, unfamiliar to you. So at that moment, stop yourself for just a minute. Think about the event. Think about the fact that you might be frightened, that you fear the event. And then give yourself a chance to see whether you are standing on your feet. So stand on your feet. Find out, are your shoulders pulled up? Drop your shoulders. Let your neck be free so that your head is just sitting lightly on top of the spine. Sense the space around you and widen. Breathe into that space. Widen into that space. Take up more space around you, on either side, above your head, in front of you, behind you. It's important. Space all around you. And sense the support underneath your feet, the floor, the earth supporting you. And then, talk about this event. Think about it. And consciously decide to think about it and not pull your shoulders up. Not stop your breathing. Not become all tensed up all over your body. And see whether that changes your feeling of fear. You might find that it won't be able to grab such a hold over you, to have such a strong hold over you that you can't function. You might still feel the fear, but you will be able to function alongside your fear. You will be able to go through the event and come out of it at the other end, and you feel better for it. So, I wish you luck.